পরমহংস পরিবারে আচার্য গজ অষ্টাদশ সরস্বতী শ্রীমান ভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দ দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কি রোজ
বংশাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। নমো মহাবদান্নায় কৃষ্ণপ্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণচৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌরাব্দিশে নমঃ। বৃন্দাবে তুলসীদেব্যৈ প্রিয়ায় কেশবশ্য চ বিষ্ণুভক্তি প্রদে দেবী সত্যবত্যৈ নমো নমঃ। Respectable Vaishnavas, Honorable Chairman, Secretary, and gentlemen and ladies, and my dear godbrothers and sisters, and beloved children, by the mercy of you all, today I have got chance to meet with you here in London. I am feeling very fortunate that it was desire of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Sivadev Goswami. He wants to establish one preaching center in London. And also, before he established it, through the devotees. But unfortunately, suddenly that center disappeared for few times. And I was very sad. That is, I know how much affection for that of Guru Maharaj. But later, I consider it this way. Guru Maharaj want direct service from us. That is, he gave his divine chair for preaching to me, and he want it will again appear through my service. And my dear most God brother Sripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj happily took that charge, and I was worry free, and all the God brothers and sisters of London and also India, they are very enthusiastic to get form of this center, London chapter Sri Chaitanya Sahasrara Math. And now it is appeared by the mercy of the devotees and wills of Srila Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj is taking our service. I am very happy. And with your cooperation, it is very quick growing. My Dandavat Pranam to you all for that, and given a chance to speak something about Krishna consciousness, for that also I am paying my Dandavat and obeisances to you all first. Actually, I do not know English, do not know Hindi. I am very unqualified. I gave some English lecture in the Western world. That is, now little habit come to speak in English. But if I shall try to speak in Hindi, that not will be perfect. And also, many English-speaking God brothers and sisters present here, they also not will understand. That is, forgive my offenses. I am trying to speak something in English language. I am very happy to come here and this temple. Seeing this temple, I have got much enthusiasm and inspiration. Actually, it is Vishwa Hindu Parishad, I heard. And here, respectable chairman and secretary, they are also present here, and I feel what want Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj that possible to make in not only London, all over the world, and everybody's heart. Srila Guru Maharaj told, we are not a carpenter or a building maker. Mat means matanti basanti chhatra jatra, where the student, religious student, live. That is really mat. And student, when get some qualification, automatically his heart transforming in form a temple. And Guru Maharaj wants to make a temple in everybody's heart. And seeing this temple, that impression first come to my heart. Yeah, it is true. Everybody's heart, they are living Krishna. And Krishna consciousness only our life's goal. And practicing Krishna consciousness is the supreme for the conditioned souls. And when they will practice Krishna consciousness, Krishna automatically reveals in their heart. And after seeing, I can say, what was desire of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and by his divine will, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and our divine master Srila Bhaktivedanta Siddhartha Goswami. Everything gradually appearing their wills in the heart of all the devoted person, we can say devotee. We are living in the plane of exploitation. This mundane world, it is plane of exploitation, Guru Maharaj told. But plane of renunciation, that's also we do not want. Actually we need life, happiness, joyfulness, nectar, love, beauty, charm, everything we need. That is living within our form, that's called jiva soul. Jiva soul's form is chetan,
conscious
and eternal,
transcendental.
And transcendental form's nature is that there must be willing, feeling and thinking. And where is willing, he must will do something. Where is thinking, he must do thinkful something. And willing, feeling and thinking, everything, when in one form, that's we can say chetan. The chetans have own religion. We can say we are Hindu, we can say we are Muslim, we can say we are Christian. That is country-wise and divided by the religious mind, it's come out in front of us. But actually, we are jiva soul, and our own religion, that is transcendental, and that religion is a plane of dedication, their service to the Krishna. That's main thing. And why Krishna? You can understand easily. Yeah, we have a tendency to give affection, give love, get affection, get love, beauty, charm, etc. Nectar, and everything living full-fledged way in Krishna conception. Many devoted person incarnation of Lord Krishna or God or Allah, you can say anything, but they want to distribute in the jiva soul the consciousness about God consciousness, about Allah consciousness, or anything you can say. They have own some feelings, and also sometimes we can see they come from the upper level and wants to take the conditioned souls, wants to rescue the conditioned souls from this illusionary environment and to take up the sometimes heaven, sometimes it is Goloka, Vaikuntha, many places, name we know, that is all is transcendental. Anyhow, we are bound to serve, bound to serve the Lord. That is, Lord is great like sun, and we are part of that sun like rays, sun rays. Then the ocean and the wave, sun and sun ray, everywhere we can see some attachment and aversion.
Attraction.
It is like magnet and iron. We need love, and Krishna's form full of love. We need affection. Krishna's have everything in Krishna consciousness. Nectar, love, affection, charm, beauty, everything living within Krishna. Krishna, this world coming this way, Krishnatu na, usna, pratyakalli Krishna. Then, who attracting us through his love and beauty, that reality, the beautiful, always attracting the jiva souls to his domain, Goloka Vrindavan. And that description you can see in Brahma Sangita, very gist way given.
Description
of Goloka Vrindavan. Sriyakanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpatarago Adruma Bhumish Chinta Mani Gain Ganamai Tui Mamritam Kathaganam Natan Gamanam Vungsi Priyashaki. What we want, everything present there. And our nature, naturally we are very affectionate, that is, we are holding the quality of the sun like Krishna. And we are sun rays. Then 50 kinds of qualities we are always holding within us. And Narayan, there is 60 kind of qualities, is it?
Quality.
And in Krishna, there is 64 qualities. From this plane, we can see sun like a big light ball. But if we enter into that place, we can see there are many things going on. They are strong and living, they are entity also, living entity, they are existing. Bonelina Vihanga. In some Brahma conception explanation given by some acharyas, ye bane lila vihanga. That means the birds enter into the forest. It is not meanings, he is all the existence demolished there. Actually, he had inside of the forest his own family life, and there also he is living with maybe son, daughter and everything, their associates and relatives. Like that, from the far, we can think that we will merge into the Brahma that is the final of our life's goal. But actually Krishna conception, from far we can see that way. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. In Brahma Sangita, koti sasesu vivida di basu di bun. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti, koti sasesu vasudha di vivuti bhinnam. Tad brahma niskalam anantam asesu bhutam. Govinda madhi purushangatam ahun bhajami. From far we can see like a big light ball, but inside there all the beauty, all the charm, and all the qualities, what we want existing there, and we will get it. That is our own property. We must will get that Bihanga bird can enter into the jungle, into the forest, but there he have property, and he will get it. So what we need, that four special qualities living in Krishna, what we cannot see in other form of incarnation of the Lord. That is, sarvad bhuta chamatkara lila kallolo varidhi vatulla madhura prema mannita priyamandala trijagana manasakarsi murali kalakujita asaman ortha rupasi visma vita charachara. That four kind of super extreme quality living in the Krishna, and we need that. And that is, when we hear it, we can feel it is our own property. We need that. Sarvad bhuta chamatkaru lila kallo drobarhi. They are Krishna's pastimes going this way. Sriyakanta kanta, hai Krishna living, they are all the women. They are like Mahalakshmi living and playing with Krishna, all the women form. Sriya, mean Lakshmi Devi, they have that type of quality and qualifications. Kanta Paramapurusha, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but playing with them like their own, mane, what is it? Upon John.
Associates.
Sri Kanta Paramapurusa Kalpataru. All the trees like Kalpataru. If you want one mango from the apple tree will give you mango immediately. Everything can produce with the wills of Krishna and also wills of the devotees. Sriyakanta kanta paramapurusha kalpatarabho druma bhumishchintamani. What you want from the earth, earth immediate will produce that and can give you very happily. We cannot believe it, that type of domain is possible. But our all the religious scripture and all the religion swaying like that. But it is living in the Hinduism. We can see there from the time of Vedavyas, it's revealed in form of book. And if we read that scriptures, we immediately can understand that knowledge, transcendental knowledge, living in the form of scripture as a book. And if you read, you will can understand under guidance of some master necessary there, but you will understand very easily. Ekanta paramapurusha kalpatarva dumabhumishchinta manogonammei toyamamritam kathagaanam nattam gamanopi vanshipriyasakhi. Mane all the beauty, all the charms, everything living within Krishna consciousness. That is, we want Krishna consciousness. And that's living within us, in our heart. Our form is like that. We are transcendental. Nitto nittanam chetanas chetananam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yobide bhati kaman in Upanishad and in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you know, ajonitta sasvato yam purano nahannate hannamane sharire, eternal jiva soul, his existing power eternal, he is willing, feeling, thinking, everything is eternal, then he must want the eternal service to Krishna. It is very easy thing to understand. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev appeared to give Krishna. Who can give Krishna? Krishna himself can give properly to Krishna. You can satisfy me if I say I like the potato chips very, very much. Then you can serve immediately potato chip and can give me the happiness. The Krishna need exclusive devotion from the jiva soul, and it is very easy to get through the Nam Sankirtan in the Kali Yuga. And Mahaprabhu appeared for that, to give that consciousness through Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Harinam Sankirtan, only this mantra can rescue all the jiva soul and can give happiness, ecstasy, love, beauty, charm, all the auspicious things can give within a second. And Shastra, the scripture, we can see that. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatirannatha. Many of the slokas in the scriptures in favor of the chanting process and glorification of Harinam, we can see. Rupa Goswami Prabhu, he appeared later, but before that, Mahamuni Agastya Rishi and Ajamil Upakhyan, the story of Ajamil, you know that. That time was maybe 5,000 years ago. And Agastya Rishi himself told to take one shalagram shila and tulasi in his hand. He said, I am promising in front of you through this. I have seen it and you must believe it. Harinam Sankirtan can rescue all the jiva souls and can give their super benefit of life, transcendental life. This way, Maharshi Agastya told that Ajamil Upakhyan. Ajamil was a Brahmin, but some unfortunate work he had done in his life, for that he forget his Brahmanism, and when dying position that time, come the Jamadut, the ambassador of Jamaraj. They came to take him to Jamaloka, and he had one son named Narayan, and he was very child, 7-8 years old boy. And seeing that form of the Jamadut, Ajamil loudly called his son, Narayan, save me. But immediate come in his mind, this Narayan, what will do in front of this Jamaduta? They are very big and very cruel form. This Narayan cannot do anything. But he was Brahmin, and before he had some good first time say history, he considered Narayan as supreme personality of Godhead. That consciousness immediate come, but from this environment, Vaikunthapati Narayan can give relief to me, and only he can give relief. When he remembered that Narayan, after telling name of his son, that smriti, memory come to him, remembrance come to him, immediate from the Vaikuntha Loka, four ambassador come and stopped the activity of the Jamadutas and told to Jamaduta, "Ji, you go back, it is now under our jurisdiction, not your master's jurisdiction." They have not seen before that type of case, not come in their front. They ask, "Who are you?" And seeing their power and glories and exalted form, they fearfully ask, "But it is a jurisdiction of Jamaraj, and we come to take this man. He has done much sinful work in his life." But the Vishnudut, Narayan's ambassador, they said, "No, once he chanted Narayan, and all the sinful work gone out from him. Now we shall take him to Narayan Loka." Then they surprised, but cannot do anything in front of that ambassador of Narayan. Then they gone back and asked to Jamaraj, "Prabhu, never seen this type of case in our life. This man has done much wrong in his life, but only chanted once Narayan, this name, and four ambassadors come from Narayan Loka, and they took that Ajamil in their places. Then Jamaraj said, "Yes, I forgot to tell you, it is true, when he chanted once the name of Narayan, he gone beyond our control, and he have got position in auspicious plane. And if again you will see this type of any case, you pay my dandavat to them." This way, explanation in Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see Agastya Rishi himself telling in front of the other rishis, thousands of rishis present there, and with Shalagram Shila and Tulasi taking, he is promising in front of them, it is true, and I have seen this case. That once if we can chant the name of Lord, we can get this type of result in our life. Agbar Krishna name, jato paap hare, patoki sadhya nai tato paap kare. That is the glorification of Krishna name. Once you can take the Krishna name, but if once you can take Krishna name, we cannot do this sinful work. What we will get through Krishna name, that auspicious result. But that must be chanted properly, otherwise proper result we not will get. And chanting process, very simple, but there are 10 kind of offenses and 4 kind of namabhas. What happened in the life of Ajamil, that was namabhas, description given in the scriptures. Anyhow, the chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Mahaprabhu given that clue to the conditioned souls in the Kali Yuga. This is the supreme practice of jiva soul. If they can properly chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they will get everything. The transcendental service life and service to the Radha Krishna, everything they will get within this age. Kali Yuga, Kali means Vibhadaman, quarrel age, that's called Kali. Satya Yuga, Teta Yuga, Dapar Yuga and Kali Yuga, four age divided in the Vedas. But Satya Yuga, they are also Mahamantra. Teta Yuga, there also we can see Mahamantra. Dapar Yuga, there also we can see Mahamantra. And Kali Yuga Mahamantra is that Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Satya Yuga, Raman, Narayana Paraveda, Narayana Parakshara, Narayana Paramukti, Narayana Paragati. Teta Yuga, Raman, Narayana Ananta, Mukunda Madhusudana, Krishna Keshava Kansare, Hare Vaikuntha Vamana. Dapar Yuga, Hare Murare, Madhukaita Bhare, Gopala Govinda Mukunda Saure, Jagyesha Narayana, Krishna Vishnu, Nirasrayangamang Jagadisha Rakha, and Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Mahamantra. In Srimad Bhagavat, we can see, Kale Dosha Nidhe Rajan, Asti Jego Mahanguna, Kirtanadeva Krishnascha, Mukta Bandha Param Vrje. By the chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra properly, we will get liberation from this illusionary environment. And that liberation, not demonize everything, that liberation is life, that is the transcendental life. Mukti dhitta annatha rupam sarupena bhavasthiti. Mukti means everything demolished. It is not real mukti. Annatharupam means the condition, position, conditional position. From the illusionary environment, getting relief, that is mukti. But after liberation, there is pure and male life of the jiva soul. That is, jiva soul is eternal. Anyway, I cannot destroy that. And they have right, they have capacity to get that plane of dedication, service world. And service to Krishna, that is the Supreme. Srimad Bhagavatam said, Ete Changsu Kalapunsha, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Indrari Bhakulam Lokam Mirayanti Juge Juge. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Incarnation of Narayan, many we can see. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Bhaman, Ram, Nishingha, many of incarnation of Narayan. But Supreme Personality Godhead, that is Krishna. And service to the Krishna is the supreme goal of life of the transcendental jiva soul. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared to give that. Very easily we can get it through the chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is, the Mahamantra means all mantram the best. That's called Mahamantra. Mantra means manana trayate iti mantram. What? Properly thinking, meditating, we will get the liberation. And liberation, their position not like others, Acharya's idea, actually. Main liberation, muktirhitta, annatharupam. Annatharupam means the conditioned soul, they are living in the illusionary environment, plane of exploitation. From there, getting relief and plane of dedication, they are living life, joining with that living life. That is the real mukti. Sarupena bhavasthiti. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you can see everything are there. What we want, that transcendental knowledge, very wisely and very systematically explained in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Janamam Upajanti Te Maharaj, that's what? Tesam Satyajyuktanam bhajadam priti purvakam dadami buddhi jo